Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, April the 2nd, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Now, on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, I'm going to start out by examining how on earth Russia can possibly work with the West, given the kind of anger that is being exhibited against Russia by the West. The situation is fraught beyond every extreme I've ever known, and one wonders just how much worse it really can get. Then I'm going to talk about how Trump has totally capitulated to the deep state. It's as though he was an emissary of the deep state, pretending not to be part of the deep state, but once in power, reverting absolutely and totally to the pressures and exigencies of that deep state. So I'll be talking in different terms about that for quite a long time during the show. It will be a fairly lengthy conversation. And following that, I will talk about the best short sale I have ever seen on the stock market. That's to say, the company which offers the best chance of making money as it goes down, which is called shorting the market, where you sell first and then you buy back what you have sold at a later date, hoping to make a difference between the selling price and the buying price. It's, if you like, the stock market in reverse. I will tell you, the name of the stock must, of course, remain a secret. It must be reserved for the donors to the show. But I will say I've never seen a more sure thing since I started working on Wall Street. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, available to you if you sign up for the show. Then I will be comparing Vietnam to the West, which is an interesting comparison because of the tremendous strides that Vietnam has made in the last couple of decades. Very interesting and praiseworthy and We will talk about that today. I'm going to talk a little bit more about General Electric. I've mentioned it a couple of times on the show during the last few months, but it is really quite a disaster story in the making, given that it is the last surviving stock in the original Dow Jones Industrial Average, which started out towards the end of the late 19th century, and it's about to disappear, which will be a sad day, but that's what it's all about, isn't it, really? Dust to dust. And then I'm going to talk about the characters, if you like, to the bubble, the bubble stars, the stocks, what they call the FANGs stocks. And this talk will be somewhat of a preamble to this coming Friday's show, where I'll be talking in a lot more detail about why these stocks are really all destined to go to zero. But be that as it may, a little bit of a chat about that towards the end of the show. If we have time, I'm going to talk about Finland, which has just been named the world's happiest country. If not, we will reserve that also for Friday. So with that, I wish you all a wonderful week ahead, and I'll be back, as always, with you again on Friday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.